This is Passport to Texas. In the early 1900s, scientists started noticing that some populations of migratory bird species were declining.
There was a concern about what these causes were, and at the same time, there was considerable interest in getting the public involved in learning more about birds and their conservation.
Susan Bonfield is Executive Director of Environment for the Americas. Her nonprofit coordinates International Migratory Bird Day. It's an event created as a direct result of scientists' concerns over declining avian populations.
Several researchers at the Smithsonian Migratory Bird Center came up with the idea of hosting a public event to get communities involved in learning about birds, and that was the origins of International Migratory Bird Day.
It's the second Saturday of May for the U.S. and Canada and is intended to occur during peak migration. The idea is to give folks an opportunity to see these migrants.
That doesn't work for everyone. So, for example, in some parts of Canada, it may be too early. In some parts of the United States, even, it's a little bit too late. Migratory birds have already passed over.
Tomorrow, some ways you can celebrate birds, whether you attend an event or stay in your own backyard. We record our series at the Blockhouse in Austin. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our show and works to restore wildlife habitat in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.